You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Discover how the Holy Spirit empowers us to operate on signs and wonders in week two of Behind the Scene.
Today we'll talk about the miracle workers. Sino rito, kailangan mo ng miracle sa buhay mo? Alright, when you look at the mirror, Lord, kailangan ko ng miracle. Yon, ganon, di ba? And then next week, we'll talk about the liberator. Grabe, parang Terminator lang yan. And then week number four, we'll talk about the extraordinary, okay? But today, we'll talk about the miracle worker, okay? And last week, talk about Acts 3, okay? It's about a layman who was healed, okay? Silver and gold I do not have, but in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. You remember the story? Okay, and really, Peter saw this as an opportunity because a lot of people are amazed. So Peter preached a powerful message. Okay, and then in Acts 4, okay, a lot of people, okay, got saved. Actually, the church, 3,000, remember? Yung Acts 2, when Peter, they were filled by the Holy Spirit, 2,000 ngayon, 3,000 ngayon, 5,000 ang nadagdag, okay, in the church. But then, okay, the elders, okay, the leaders, the teachers of the law, you know what? Pinakulong nila si Peter and John. They were jailed and they were threatened not to speak of Jesus. Okay, so ganito yung ginawa sa kanila. No? So, tignan natin yung story na to. In Acts 4, 7 to 8, it says, when they had set them in the midst, okay, nung pinatawag na sila Peter and John, they inquired, by what power or by what name did you do this? Okay, then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and elders, okay, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him, this man is standing well before you. So ito po yung nangyari. Okay, a lot of people got saved, but then yung mga teachers and elders, okay, teachers of the synagogue, pinatawag nila si Peter and John, kinulong nila kasi maghahapon na, okay? So the following day, they called them forth and said, by what authority are you doing this? Okay, and then Peter, being filled by the Holy Spirit, being filled by the power of God, preached the gospel and said, by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this is why we are doing this. And then continues on to say that, and there is salvation in no one else. Alright, could you imagine, this is Peter being interrogated. And yet, in the midst of interrogation, Peter saw this as an opportunity for him to preach the gospel. Sino rito na-interrogate ka na? Okay, pinatawag ka sa barangay. Okay, hindi ka nagtatapon. Okay, hindi ka nagsasegregate ng mga basura mo. And yet, Peter and John being interrogated, filled by the Holy Spirit, began to preach the gospel. Okay, so what can we learn from this? We can learn from this that really, the purpose of the power is the preaching of the gospel. The purpose of the power is the preaching of the gospel. Remember our account in Acts 3. Okay, in Acts 3, the layman, okay, walked. Okay, there was a miracle, a signs and wonder. Yet, it didn't end there. Hindi doon natapos. Okay, sige, grabe, masaya to. Na-experience natin. We've witnessed the miracle of God. So, a person got healed, tapos na. No, 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 no. Peter used it as an opportunity for him to preach the gospel and 5,000 people got saved. But then, on another circumstances, when they were being interrogated, put to jail, being filled with the Holy Spirit, walang signs and wonders, okay, walang gumaling, but then being filled with the Holy Spirit, ano pong ginawa ni Peter? Peter, preach. Okay, in front of the elders and teachers of the law. Why? Because the purpose of the power of the Holy Spirit is preaching of the gospel. So, they called them and charged them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. You see, the goal of the enemy is, even if you experience miracle in your life, even if you experience healing, Pastor Jerry mentioned that one of the greatest miracles that God could ever do to a person is what? Being saved. Alright? And it's okay for you to be saved. Okay? The enemy is cool with that. Okay, sige, save ka. But the moment you speak up and share your testimony to people, and share the miracle of what God has done to you, then opposition will come. Kasi ano pong ginawa sa kanila? Okay, they were charged. In other translation, they were threatened. Okay, they were warned not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay? So kapag ka nag-share ka na, okay, of what God has done to you, of the testimony of the goodness of God, when you began to share, okay, answered prayers in your life in the midst of other people na hindi pa nakakilala sa Panginoon, then opposition would come. Okay, ito po yung nangyari kila Peter and John. Okay, and when they had further threatened them, further threatened, alright? Grabe, na-threaten na, na-warn na, inulit pa ulit. Okay, further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way to punish them because of the people, for all were praising God for what had happened. You know what? The devil knows that he cannot stop miracles from happening. Do you know that? The devil or the enemy cannot stop kay miracles from happening, signs and wonder. Why? Because it is the work of the Holy Spirit. It is a work of God. Wala po tayong kinalaman doon. But you know what the enemy can do? He can shut us up and not speak and not proclaim to other people what God has done in our midst. And the moment he shut us up, walang bisa yung miracle. Walang bisa yung signs and wonders. Why? Because other people would not be able to know. Eh kasi parang wala namang ginagawa si Lord kasi you kept it on yourself. Diba? Oh, grabe yung answered prayer mo. Diba? Nag-provide si Lord. Okay, last minute. But then if you would not be able to share it to other people, what is good is that miracle to you? Or even to other people? Why? Because the devil knows that the only way for him to stop the effects of miracles and signs and wonders in our lives is if we shut up our mouth. Sometimes we have to shut up our mouth, okay, in times that we need not to. But then sometimes, diba, there are times that we need to stand up, okay, and proclaim the goodness of God. And you see, who are these people who threaten them? You know what? These are the people, elders, leaders, and teachers of the law, reading the scripture, know the scripture by heart. They know the truth, witness the truth, have seen Jesus Christ, yet they are out of touch with the message of the gospel. Could you imagine that? You could actually be coming here in this church and not live the truth. Yun yung sinasabi dun eh. Diba? I mean, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they know the Bible, they know the scripture. Okay, they know the message of the gospel, and yet they are completely out of touch with it by not living it. And so it is actually a warning for us that even if we are in the church, we are actually maybe not living the truth. Grabe to, diba? And then they even threatened the people who were proclaiming the goodness of God, diba? Shut your mouth. They were threatened. Okay, and they were put to jail. Okay, if you would continue to read in chapter 5, they were actually beaten. Okay, because they would want to hinder the work of God in the lives of other people. Pero ano po yung sinabi ni Peter and John? Okay, but Peter and John answered them, okay, in choreography, yeah, diba? O sabay yan. Okay, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge, for we cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard. We got to speak. All right? We got to speak what we have seen and heard. Remember Acts 1:8? But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you will become effective witnesses. Ano po yung ibig sabihin ng witness? Sino rito na nakapunta ka na sa hukuman? Yun, lalim. Ano? Court of law. All right? Di ba kapag po ikaw ay tinawag na isang witness, anong sasabihin mo? Gagawa ka ba ng story? Are you going to make it up? Hindi, di ba? Ano lang yung sasabihin mo? Kung ano yung nakita mo at kung ano ang iyong narinig. Okay, what you have seen and heard. And this is really what Peter and John did. Okay, what they have seen, what they have heard, they spoke of that. Okay, sinabi nila kung ano yung kanilang nakita. Why? Because they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And the purpose of the power is really for them to proclaim the gospel. Okay, they acknowledge that the threat was real. Okay, but so is God. Okay, they acknowledge that the threat was real, but so is God. And so they spoke the gospel boldly. And look what happened in chapter 5. Even if they were threatened, they were put to jail, they were warned. Okay, look what happened in chapter 5. Chapter 5 says, now, okay, many signs and wonders were regularly done among the people by the hands of the apostles. Okay, grabe to, regularly done. Ibig sabihin, yung signs and wonders, they were very common. Grabe, nangyayari, left and right, di ba? Pagka nabahing ka lang, di ba? Whoa, may na-heal, parang ganon. Okay, signs and wonders were very common. The supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit were natural for the believers. Grabe, natural lang sa kanila that when they began to pray, people would get well. Okay, when they began to go out there and the Holy Spirit came upon them, they would be able to speak the word of God boldly. Many signs and wonders were regularly done among the people. Okay, and even po sa mga mag-asawa, alam niyo po ba na very, very common ang signs and wonders sa mag-asawa? Lalo na po pag nagpunta po sila sa mall, sa shopping mall department store. Okay, the woman signs the credit card receipt and the husband wonders. Alright, saan kukunin yung pambayad doon? Alright? So, but then they were very common. Okay, in the times of the apostles, signs and wonders were happening left and right. But how about today? Okay, nangyayari pa po ba ang signs and wonders? Do miracles happen? Okay, even up until today, nangyayari pa po ba? Nangyayari pa po. No, let me just give you some examples. You know, LJ is one of our students in our current Purple Book class. Just sharing how great God is. Remember the moment last Sunday when Pastor Mel asked us to group into three and pray for one thing that may seem impossible to happen, then to claim it by faith. Sabi niya, mine already happened. There's this side of me that hesitated to believe that it will be done on my chosen time frame because I know my company has allotted a time frame to release what I needed and they are consistent on that. By their rules, it will be released by November. However, I badly need it this October. Okay, so I was like, Lord, let your will be done on the date, though I wanted it by October. And then I got the news just a while ago, okay, that was Thursday, that it will be released this October. Yay. But what seemed to be impossible became possible. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You know why? Because miracles do happen even up today. And really my challenge for you is, what is one thing that you're believing God for that seems impossible for you right now? Think about that for a moment. What seems impossible for you right now? Okay, that only the hand of God could be able to answer that prayer request. Think about it. Hold that thought. Write it. Kung makakalimutan mo, right? Why? Because we're going to pray for that later. We're going to believe God for a miracle. I mean, because God still does miracles. Why? Because it's not really up to us. It's up to God. Okay, to do signs and wonders and miracles. One of our pastors, last July, they were prophesied. There was a prophecy that was given, okay, to one of our pastors. Okay, and they're really believing God for the, of course, the college fund of their daughter. And so, in one of our prophetic presbytery, tapos na sana yung prophetic presbytery, pero tinawag sa, you know what, I just sense that the Lord would provide, particularly for your daughter, okay, and a scholarship would be granted unto her. Okay? So, July yun, ano? Medyo matagal, July, August, September, October, 4 months passed by. Okay, and last Friday, while they were talking with someone, okay, whom they have discipled, okay, while they were nung kabataan pa nila. And the one they were talking to was actually sponsoring people for scholarship. And when they were not mentioning about the college fund and all that, but then you know what, when they just gave an update of where their daughter at, you know what, kailangan ko pa ng isang scholar. And I can provide a scholarship for your child anywhere. Whatever school, kasi meron siyang scholar sa US nag-aaral. Alright, so anywhere, not only that, yung expenses niya ngayong high school pa lang siya is a shoulder na rin. You know why? Because God still does miracles. Miracles still happen today, amen? Okay, kung hindi ka pa convinced, alright, in Victory, I think this happened in Victory, Davao, okay, an old lady who was totally deaf in one ear ever since childhood because her parent hit her with a buntot pagi. Alam, di ba yung buntot pagi? Di ba? Mga panglaban sa mga halimaw. Di ba? Parang ganun, di ba? Parang grabe naman yung treatment sa kanya. Okay, got her hearing back as one member ministered to her. She also could not walk without a cane, but she also got healed and was able to walk. Come on now. Come on now. Let's just give a hand to the Lord. Alright, why? Because God is a miracle working God. He can do that even up at this particular time. Okay? Okay, one more. Victory Pagadian. We had a father and a son on the stage for prayer during a healing training. Training lang to. Nagpa-practice sila, okay? Practice lang, mga kapatid, okay? Both of them had the same problem, chronic back pains and uneven arms. Okay, we prayed for the son first and he got instantly healed. Okay, the father was behind, okay, the pastor watching. And when it was his turn to be ministered to, we discovered that all of the pain left him and his uneven arm had already evened out. Hindi pa pinagpipray, just witnessing what had happened, okay, dun sa anak niya, he himself got the healing. No more back pains, okay, pati yung uneven arm niya, okay, nag-even out na. Why? Because God still does miracles today. Okay, in our own context here in Metris, okay, this is Remen. Okay, one of our Victory Group leaders, Remen, and meron po siyang pamangkin, ano, around 1-year-old baby, okay, a baby boy, and meron pong hika yung baby at the age of 1-year-old, 1.5, and hirap na hirap pong huminga. Okay, so ang ginawa ni Remen, okay, ginawa niya, okay, he prayed for the baby, laid his arms, okay, on the baby, tapos biglang nagsuka yung baby. Naku, tama ba yung prayer ko? Bakit nagsuka, okay? So nagsuka yung baby, tapos nakatulog. Pinawisan ng pinahiran naman nila, no? Para hindi matutulog sa suka. And then when the baby woke up, wala na yung hika. And even 2 years later, yung hika na yun, hindi siya bumabalik. And hindi na siya babalik. Why? Because the Lord completely healed that baby. Man, you're believing God for healing today? God can still heal people today. He can still do miracles one after the other. Okay, one of our Victory Group leaders also, si Ichan. Okay? Ichan was on a birthday party 2 weeks ago. Okay, and isa dun sa mga umaattend doon by the name of Luke, okay, had a back injury, merong back injury, and it's siyan, okay, when notice the person, okay, had the courage and the boldness to say, can I just pray for your back? Okay, pwede bang pag-pray kita ng patalikod? Ganun ba yun? Okay, can I pray for your back? Okay, and then he just prayed and just praying for the person. Okay, and then after 10 minutes of praying, ang tagal, di ba? Consistent and persistent prayer, you know what? Majority of the pain was gone. Not only that, because the purpose for the power is not only for the signs and wonders, but even for the proclamation of the gospel, each son took the time to preach the gospel, and Luke accepted Christ. Why? Because the purpose of the power is really the proclamation of the gospel. But then, meron nag-witness na isa pa, di ba? Si Kit, no? So while they were doing this, and Kit saw the miracle, kinda hesitant pa, no? Parang ayaw pa. Okay, then the Lord impressed to Ichan, stay pa more. Alright, so it was at night already, at 1 o'clock already, and then the Lord spoke to him, stay pa more, para masabayan niya si Kit. Okay, and then while they were on the way home, dyan po sa may Marcos Highway, overpass, okay, sa ilalim ng overpass, finally, okay, because of Ichan engaging, and really, Kit having witnessed what the Lord has done through Luke, you know what, Ichan preached the gospel, and even Kit surrendered his life unto the Lord. Why? Because the purpose of the power is the proclamation of the gospel. You see, miracles, signs, and wonders accompany the preaching of the gospel. Do you want to witness signs and wonders? Do you want to witness miracles to happen in and through your life so that other people may know? You know what? Then we gotta preach the gospel. You see, signs and wonders, miracles are but a sign. They are but a sign. Signs are not the end destination. Amen? Okay, what does the sign do? It points you to the destination. It points us to the destination. You see, that's why we don't run after signs and wonders. Diba? Ay, Lord, siyempre gusto mo ng healing. Okay, gusto mo ng miracle to happen in your life. Tama po ba? Sino rito gusto mo ng healing? Diba? Gusto mo ng signs and wonders to happen. Okay, you want breakthroughs and answered prayers to happen in your life. But you see, you don't just want to after the power. We want the person who does the miracles. Amen? We don't run after the signs and wonders. We would run after Jesus. We want after the Holy Spirit. Why? Because they're the ones who performs signs and wonders. And you see what happened to those people who have witnessed? And when they were preached at, they were added to the church. They were not added to the event. They were not added to the worship service. Ay, grabe, punta tayo sa service kasi merong healing, kasi merong power. You know what? They were not added to the service or to the event. They were added to the church. And really, that's the end goal. The end goal is that when you witness the power of God, when you experience the power of God, is that hindi ka lang magiging attendee. That you would actually have a relationship with God and be part of the church. That is the end goal. Because a lot of people, pag, ay grabe, merong healing na nangyari. Ay, merong laughing revival na nangyari doon. Pilipino ka na, hindi mo na kailangan ng laughing revival. Masaya ka na lagi kahit may problema ka, di ba? So pupunta ka doon. Because why? Because you're after the event. You're after the signs and wonders. Diba? Eh, ano na yung nangyari sa'yo nung mayroon ginawang miracle si Lord? Lumalim ba yung pananampalataya mo sa Panginoon? Lumalim ka ba? Diba? Sinasabi mo ba? Are you proclaiming what God has done in your life? Because definitely, the Lord would do signs and wonders. The Lord would do miracles. But then, napapalapit ka ba sa Panginoon? Or what you want is just the sign and the wonder. No wonder you are wondering. Why? Because you're not after the real thing. The real thing is Jesus. The real thing is the person of the Holy Spirit, not the event, not the manifestation, not even the power, but the person and the presence of God in our lives. That's why we don't want to after the signs and wonders. Let signs and wonders follow you as you preach the word of God. Amen? Because really, that is the plan of God. Acts 5:14. Okay, and more than ever, believers were added to the Lord. All right? They were added to the Lord. They were not added to the ministry of Peter and John. They were added to whom? They were added to the Lord. Okay, and multitudes of both men and women. You see, the end goal of supernatural move of God was so that the people can be saved and added to the local church. Why? Because the purpose of the power is the preaching of the gospel. Okay, the purpose of the power is the preaching of the gospel. Not just for the experience. Okay, not just to be filled with the presence of God. Kaya nga, kung naalala niyo yung statement natin. Diba? We are, every nation exists, okay, to honor God by establishing a Christ-centered spirit empowered. Not spirit filled, okay, but spirit empowered because there is a purpose for the presence of God, which is what? Preaching of the gospel. See, a lot of people, they want healing. A lot of people follow signs and wonders. They want the power, but not the person of the Holy Spirit. A lot of people want experience, but not obedience. Let me repeat that. A lot of people want experience. They want to experience the presence of God. That's good. That's fine. Okay, they want to experience miracle, healing, but they don't want obedience. What do I mean by that? What if the Lord spoke to you? Can you share the gospel to this person? Would you yield to what the Holy Spirit is telling you? What if the Holy Spirit would speak to you and say, anak, di ba patawarin mo na yan? Di ba limang taon mo na yang kinikimkim? Di ba? But then you would come here in the church, you say, man, grabe the presence of God. And when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and convict you of your sin, Lord, na-enjoy ko pa eh. Di ba? Would you yield to the power of the Holy Spirit? Di ba, anak? Tama na yan. Okay, anak, diba, wag masyadong mainit ang ulo. Diba, do we yield to the work of the Holy Spirit? Okay, because the Holy Spirit speaks even up until today. Tama po ba? Sino rito na, alam mo lang talaga na nag-speak sa'yo si Lord through the Holy Spirit? Sino hindi? Pagpiprayan namin kayo. Alright? Why? Because out of your relationship with God, you will just be able to know. Okay, that the Holy Spirit speaks. Tama po ba? Halimbawa, nag-ring yung telepono, kaibigan mo. Nag-ring pa lang, alam mo, kaibigan mo na. Diba? Pagka, kasi alam mo na kung kano'ng sumatawag. But then, you know what? Kapag may tumawag sa telepono mo, tapos, syempre, alam mo na kung bakit yung kaibigan mo. Alam mo kung bakit? May caller ID na ngayon eh. Diba, alam mo, nakasave yun sa contact mo eh. Okay, but then, diba, nung dati pa yung telepono, wala pang caller ID and all that, you just know that when you get the phone, dinadial mo pa, naabutan nyo ba yun? Kawawa naman kayo, wala kang telepono sa bahay. Hindi, diba? Diba, yung rotary pa, yung iba nga, ganun kalaki, diba? Diba, dial 9, diba? So alam mo na na kapag nag-ring yung phone mo at sinagot mo, narinig mo pa lang yung boses, alam mo kung sino yon. Tama po ba? Nanay ko yon, galit. Diba? Hindi pa ako nagsasaing. So alam mo lang, why? Because out of your relationship with God, you know that the Lord speaks to us. In the same manner with the Holy Spirit, you just know that it is God. But then the question is, do we yield to the voice of the Holy Spirit? Or we're just for the experience, but not obedience? You know, last Monday, nung ako po ay nagja-jogging sa may Marikina River Parks, okay? So, namalengke ako. Okay, and I passed by a church. And I just saw a man. Okay, and nalamamalimos. So, binigyan ko siya ng banana kasi isa yung sa mga pinamalengke ko, no? So, while I was just walking, the Lord was impressing to me, go back. Go back and talk to the person. And I was just reasoning out, Lord, gusto ko na magpahinga, pagod na ako, tumakbo ako, namamalengke ako, baka yung mga pinamili ko nga isda ay mabilasa, di ba? Daming excuse, di ba? And then, you know what? I just heard, okay, the Holy Spirit, balik ka! Pag hindi ka bumalik, ikidlatang kita! Ganun, no? Hindi naman ganun, di ba? Gentle. But I just a very strong impression that the Lord told me, you go back. Di ba? English, eh, no? Hindi, balik ka. Yun sabi. Balik ka, okay? So, alright, with hesitation, I went there. I sat down with the man, okay, na namamalimos, and I just get to know, make some conversation. I asked him, diba, taga-San siya, taga-Tumana, ang pangalan niya, Roberto, 79 years old. Wife died at the age of 20, 25. Okay, a former photographer. Okay, but then, yun nga, no? So wala na siyang trabaho, kailangan niya malimos, meron siyang anak-anakan at apu-apuhan. So, you know, he's not feeling well. So, you know, I just step out in faith, prayed for the person. Okay, and then, but then the Lord impressed in my heart, you give something, not just banana. Okay, sige, Lord. I have money. Okay, so I gave the amount. Okay, I gave an amount of money. And you know when I gave that amount of money, as if Christmas came to his life. It's as much as he's very happy. I mean, you could just see the twinkle in his eyes. But you know, the joy was more on me. Why? Because I know I heard God and I obeyed. And when I went to paalis na ako, no? Because, kasi nga, grabe, medyo maiyak-iyak na siya. Medyo tutulo na rin yung pawis sa mata ko. Hindi ako magano, hindi ako madrama, so alis na ako. But then when I about to go, he said, what's your name? And then I turned back and said, my name is Clark. Clark Kent. My name's Rommel. Alright? But then last Friday, I went back. Because I know that it's not yet. I mean, yeah, I shared the love of God. I gave some encouragement. Okay, and then Wednesday, I went back there after my run. I went back, and then, grabe pagdating ko, oy, Rommel. So he remembered my name. And then the first thing that he told me was, you know what, after you prayed for me, you know what, gumaan yung pakiramdam ko sa isip-isip ko. Ano kaya yung nagpakiramdam na? Yung pera o yung panalangin ko? But then, made a conversation, tomorrow we'll meet again. And tomorrow, really my intent and purpose is really to share the gospel. You know why? Because really that is the purpose of the presence of God. So that when the Lord speaks to us and the Lord enables us to be used by Him, that we would be able to share the gospel to people. See, when the Holy Spirit fills us, we ought to be missional and not mystical. But I could say, you know what? Sinabi lang ni Lord sa akin, kaya ako bumalik dito. There is a purpose for it. Okay, we ought to be missional and not mystical. See, on some extreme naman, because of the move of the Holy Spirit, okay, they become mystical. Okay, I just want to be soaked in the presence of God. Okay, gusto ko lang dito lang ako. Some people have become so religious that they don't have earthly use. Alam niyo ba yan? You could actually be religious and come here, but of no earthly use. Diba, anak, magsaing ka. Ayaw mo magsaing. Gusto ko lang magbasa ng Bible. Grabe, diba? Anak, bili ka ng suka. Nagpe-pray pa po ako. Diba? Hindi, yung boses ng nanay mo, boses ni Lord John, sundin mo yon. Okay? Why? Because when the Holy Spirit fills us, we ought to be missional and not mystical. And the disciples, they were very, very missional. Okay, in Acts 3, just a recap, layman was healed, Peter preached, Acts for a lot of people grew. Okay, a lot of people become part of the church, the apostles. Okay, even if the apostles were jailed and threatened not to speak, you know what? The Lord did a lot of miracles. So what happened in between? What happened in between? Okay, yun po yung titingnan natin. In Acts 4:23-31, and I believe this would also help us unlock the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives that we'll be able to move in signs and wonders. Okay, ito po yung titingnan natin. In Acts 4:23-24, and when they were released, okay, Peter and John, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priests and the elders had said to them. And when they heard it, they lifted their voices together to God and said, Sovereign Lord, who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. You see, you know, when they were being threatened, okay, and they were told not to speak and shut up, okay, because if they would speak again, that would be another jail time. That would be another interrogation. Okay, and yet, you know what? They went to their friends and what did they do? Alam mo, hindi na tayo kailangan magsalita. Okay? Because we were threatened. If we were going to speak, we would put into jail. But you know what? This is what they did. They lifted their voices together to God. They prayed. They look upon the Lord, the maker of the heaven and earth who made everything in them. They focus on God rather than the threat. Okay, they magnify God rather than the threat. Okay, and now Lord, look upon their threats. Okay, because threat was real. It was real, but then so is God. Okay, and grant to your servant to continue to speak your word with what? With all boldness. What if ikaw nasa school ka? What if ikaw nasa office mo? Okay, and you are sharing the gospel to other people. And then you were threatened by your company. Okay, by your school, by your neighborhood event. Di ba, wag mo na magsalita. I don't want to hear it. What would be your reaction? Buti na lang, close na yung door. Alright? Hindi na ako kailangan mag-share ng gospel. But you know what they did? In spite of the opposition, they called on the name of the Lord. They lifted their voices unto the Lord. They prayed, and they prayed for boldness. Boldness to proclaim the gospel. That even if you would be in the jail, Lord, give me boldness. So that even if I'm in the jail, I will preach the gospel. And even if you will be interrogated, give me boldness so that I would still be able to proclaim the gospel. Why? Because that is the purpose of the power. In Acts 4:30, while you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus. Who would stretch out your hand? Okay, it's God. It's the Holy Spirit. That's why miracle, diba, it is performed by God. It is God who would perform. So they pray for boldness. Not only pray for boldness to proclaim the gospel, but they are expecting the Holy Spirit to move. That even as they proclaim the gospel, healing would come. Signs and wonders would come. Word of knowledge would come. You see, our role is to preach and let the Holy Spirit convict, save, and perform miracles. It is not us who would do the conviction. It's not us who would do the saving. It is not us who would perform miracles. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. But our role is what? Our role is to preach. Okay, believe and do greater things. Really, because this is really the promise of God. Okay, in John 14:12, whoever believes in me will do works that I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than this. Who among you believe? Come on now, you believe. You believe in Christ. You believe the Lord. You know what? The Bible says you could believe and do greater things. You know what? Impossible things can happen if we would just believe. Okay, Acts 4:31. And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. Okay, and speak the word of God with boldness. And that's why miracles continue to happen. And that's why signs and wonders were continued to be performed by the Holy Spirit through them. Why? Because the Holy Spirit filled them and they proclaim the word of God with boldness. Why? Because the purpose of the power is the preaching of the gospel. See, just a recap, what happened in between Acts 4 and Acts 5. You know what? And we can do this as well. Acts 4, 20 to 31. And what did they do? In spite of the opposition, in spite of the threat, in spite of the warning, they pray for boldness. We got to pray for boldness. Why? Because we have the tendency to fear. Our natural inclination is to be comfortable. But then we got to pray for boldness. Boldness. But not just pray. We got to preach the gospel. We got to preach. We got to share the gospel to people. And when we do that, we expect the Holy Spirit to move. You know, in one of our trainings, we're really praying, Lord, give us boldness. Lord, we want to preach the gospel. So we went to a mall. Went to a mall. Okay, and just expecting the Holy Spirit to speak to us and the Lord just lead us to another person. And while we were talking with that person, expecting the Holy Spirit to move, the Holy Spirit just impressed to me, Lola. Say Lola. Okay, and then I said, Lola, do you have any concern with your Lola? You know what? Yung Lola ko, nasa America, may sakit siya. And I'm just believing God for prayer. You know what? Let's pray for your Lola. And that became an open door for us to share the gospel to that person. Why? Because even as we pray for boldness, we got to step out and in faith and preach the gospel and expect the Holy Spirit to move in and through us. Why? Because miracles do happen even up until today. Mark 16, 15-18. And he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim. Proclaim the gospel to whole creation, and whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Okay, and these signs will accompany those who believe. Okay, in my name they will cast out demons, they will speak in new tongues, they will pick up serpents with their hands, and they, if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick and they will get well and they will recover. Why? Because the purpose of the power is the preaching of the gospel. There is a purpose for every miracle that God will do in our lives. And that is for us to testify the goodness of God in the lives of other people. Not only for us, but so that through us, other people would be able to know. Are you expectant for God to do miracles in your life? Do you want God to perform signs and wonders in your behalf so that other people may believe? That we got to pray. Lord, give us boldness. Give us the courage to pray. Give us the courage to preach the gospel. And give us the faith that even as we step out in faith, you would move in miracles. Amen. Let's ask for the Holy Spirit. Let's ask that the Lord would fill us. Let's ask that the Lord would do a miracle. You know, remember that one impossible thing that you're believing God for. That even as we worship God, we might ask God for faith. Faith to believe. Expect the Holy Spirit to move. That in the same manner as one of our pastors received his miracle, one of our members received her miracle, you would receive your miracle today. That you're believing God for healing, healing would come. If you're believing God for provision, provision would come. That if you're believing God for provision for your family, for the salvation of your loved one, salvation would come. You know why? Because it is the job of the Holy Spirit. But our job, you know what's our job? We got to believe. We got to ask God. We got to pray for boldness. Lord, give us boldness. Fill us. Enable us to hear your word. Enable us to be sensitive to what you are doing and what you're leading us to do. Will you be those kinds of people who would believe? Will you be that kind of person who would say, Lord, here I am, use me. Fill me up that I may know you more. Fill me up that I may have the boldness to proclaim your goodness to other people. Let's just ask God tonight. And let's expect the Holy Spirit to move, amen. Now, if you need healing today, would you just please raise your hand? You need healing. Right? Ngayon, may sakit ka. You know, the Lord is willing and able. Tama po ba? But you know, that's not completely right. You know, God has already willed it and God has already done it. Your healing for your body, Jesus Christ provided for that already on the cross. By His stripes, you were healed. And that's why we can claim healing today. You know why? Because it's already done. God has done it. God has willed it. Ginawa na po ng Panginoon. God has already a provision for our healing today. Can you just lift up your hands to the Lord right now? If you're beside these people, okay, who need healing, can you just stretch out your hand to them? Lord, we declare healing right now, Lord. God, among these people, God, we command healing to come upon their body in the name of Jesus. Lord, any sickness, Lord God, any dizziness, Lord, any back pains, God, Lord, cough, cold, fever, headache, in the name of Jesus, we command them to leave, Lord. They don't have any right in their bodies, God, Lord. Thank you, God. Lord, that you said in your word, Lord God, that by your stripes, Lord, we are healed, God. Lord, let healing take place, God. Right here, right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, God. Lord, we release your healing, God. God, upon the bodies of your people, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. One more thing. Right, remember the impossible thing? Ask God, Lord, would you do a miracle on my behalf? Lord, would you do something about this situation? Come on, you call upon the name of God right now. Come on, pray. You pray. Lord, yung sitwasyon na ito mukhang imposible, God. But Lord, thank you, God, that you could do a miracle. Lord, you could move mountains, God. Lord, you could remove walls of hindrances. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. If you need provision here, you need it by tomorrow. Anyone here, you need provision by tomorrow? Just lift up your hands to the Lord. Let's call out provision. Lord, God, thank you, God, that even by tomorrow, God, Lord, let miracle happen upon these people, God. Lord, who needs money tomorrow? Lord, let provision come, Lord. God, let it come in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, Lord, provide for all their needs, God. Lord, show yourself strong and powerful in Jesus' name. You know, there is a purpose. There is a purpose for the power of God, and that is for us to be bold. To be bold to proclaim the gospel. Lord, we just pray for boldness. Lord, we would not back down. Lord, we would not cower, God, and hesitate to proclaim your gospel, to proclaim the word, God. Lord, give us boldness, God, and may signs and wonders and miracles, God, accompany us, Lord. God, even as we share the gospel to other people, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.